Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey friend, okay, today I wanted to ask you, do you struggle with what content you're going to do? Like, what are you going to post or what are you going to write in your emails? Do you have that struggle? And it comes in waves. Maybe you, for a little while, you have it figured out. And then sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, I have such a block that I don't know what to put in my social media posts. Maybe I don't know what podcasts that I should record or my YouTube videos or the emails. What do I say? And for sure, what the heck do I put on my sales page? Like, how do I talk to people and sell my stuff? I want to break down today and give you four ways to really lean in and understand, learn how to understand your ideal client inside and out. And this is really knowing their true pain points, truly getting it from their own words, truly understanding it. And just know this is something that you're going to want to do like every 6 months. Really lean into this. People who are making six figures a year still does this because they continue to know that maybe their clients change, maybe their clients evolve. They're growing as a business. And so maybe their ideal client is growing as well, and they're moving along the journey. So it's things that it is always best practice to come back and really check in to get your ideal client, your target audience's actual words. It is just so refreshing because you want to get those messages that says, oh my gosh, you were like in my head. Like when I have people come back to me and say, oh my goodness, your intro to your podcast, that is like so me. Like you grabbed me because yes, I have ideas swirling in my head. I don't know how to organize them. I don't know how to put them together. I don't know how to get the ball rolling. Like that is just like, okay, Lord, that was like a little, that was a huge gold nugget to let me know I'm on the right track. But let me give you four actual ways that you can start grabbing this information so you can double check what you're doing. The first way that I want you to be open to trying to grab your ideal client's words so you can create the right message is going into other groups, going into maybe other Facebook groups or in other people's posts who do similar things as yours. And this is before you ever ask your own questions. A lot of times you can go into those groups or even before going into a group, but go into, you know, someone on Instagram and it is someone who has a similar area of expertise as you, and you're seeing their interaction with their clients and seeing what the questions are that people are posing or seeing what feedback that they're getting. You can pull so much from that and you can just kind of be able to stand back and get a glimmer of what is going on. So that is using other people's data, whether that's like on Instagram, on their own post, or in a Facebook group, and just kind of, you know, mingling in there and checking out what other people are already saying. Okay, number two is Look at your own data. Look at your own data. Look at your emails or your posts or your videos or maybe your podcast downloads or maybe even what lead magnets people are opting in on. Which ones are speaking the loudest to your people? Like, what are, you know, your email? What is your biggest email open rate? You know, if you are, you know, a relationship coach, and do you get most of your emails open when you start talking about anxiety and talking about how to deal with confrontational situation? Is that where you get most of the email open rates and they're really, really intrigued? Or is it something completely different? Is it maybe self-care? You're getting those emails opened more often. So looking at your own content of what you're creating, one of the things too that I work with my clients on is building pillars or building buckets. Either way, you can call it either thing, but it's different categories of what are you going to stand for in your business? And we break this down and we take a look at what, you know, different areas this may be for your business. What do you want to be known for? And so when you're creating content, following those pillars or those buckets, and you're sharing that information out there, then you can start keeping track of which ones are you getting interactions with, which ones, what emails are opening, what, again, you know, if you have a actual lead magnet for the different areas, which one are you getting the main traction from? So those are the things that you want to take a look at your own data for what you're already doing, because you might need to go and refine your direction and refine what you're working on. And that's going to really help you as a course creator know maybe this is why this is not aligned. This lead magnet is not aligned to my course, where they are really pulling in on the emails or the lead magnet. That's not what my course is about, and they're not aligned. So this is where possibly a disconnect is. That's number two. Number three is actually sit down and go interview some of your clients or some of your potential clients. This could be people that you have actual relationships, like just in the DM that you're just having conversation. Maybe they're not even an actual client yet, or you know where you can go into somebody else's group and say, hey, I'm really trying to do some market research on understanding my ideal client. If you are someone that is looking to create a brand, then can you please, you know, send me a message and I just have maybe take 15 minutes of your time and ask you three questions or five questions, whatever that might be. I work with my clients on what those questions can be and how to do that market research. But you can get out there now and start asking those open-ended questions so that you can start getting feedback from them. You could do this in a variety of different ways. You could do this as, you know, a phone call, setting up a 15-minute phone call or setting up a Zoom, 15, 30-minute Zoom, and just asking your questions and really just trying to get to understand their reasoning for different things or their struggles in different areas if they're your ideal client. Or you can come up with an actual form, like a Google form, for them to fill out with 3 to 5 questions. And so just putting that together for them to be able to give you feedback, whatever works for you and works for that other person, for you to get the information. And I'll just tell you this, just a little extra bonus tip. Sometimes you can, you know, ask for this kind of feedback without you giving them anything in return. But also at the same time, it is very helpful and motivating if maybe, you know, it's like, can we hop on a call and I ask you questions for 15 minutes and then you can pick my brain for 15 minutes and I'll try and help you with one of the hurdles you're facing. It's kind of like a swap. It's like you're giving them free coaching or free support in a way, and then they are giving you answers that you really would love to have. So just know, or sometimes it's even, you know, here's a $5 Starbucks gift card for sitting down and chatting with me for 30 minutes today. So And just keep those things in mind. So that was three ways. And then the fourth way that you can really make sure to zone into your marketing message is asking questions in your own Facebook group or someone else's Facebook group. You want to make sure, number one, especially if you're going into someone else's Facebook group, that you position and you list who your ideal client is in a nice, clear, concise way. But then also make sure what their rules are, where if, you know, you can DM people or ask them to DM you, you know, and getting that conversation going, but there are some great, fantastic groups that I still love going into myself, even though I have my own Facebook group, but I love going into other groups with similar, people, but definitely have my course creators in and go and say, hey, what does this sound like? And, you know, what is your biggest hurdle? And if, you know, what is your main reason you want to create a course? And I have gotten some amazing feedback that helps me know how to continue to move forward and helps me create different podcast episodes and, you know, different products and different things like that. So getting your message figured out, your marketing message is so huge. It's so, so big. Before you ever start going and creating that course, you have to get your message down pat because you have to make sure you know who you're talking to. And first of all, that they hear you. And these are the ways that you can make sure they hear your message and you have it, you know, figured out. Because if they don't hear you in the sense of they're not going, oh my gosh, she's in my head, like, yes, that's exactly me, then it is going to be so hard to sell that course that you're wanting to create. So let me recap. So your very first thing that you can do is use other people's data. You can just go to their posts. You can go to questions that they've already posed in their Facebook group and just see what the responses are, see what the answers are and what people are struggling with by just going and doing some research that way. Number two is look at your own data, looking at your own emails, your posts, your videos. What are they downloading? What's, you know, pages are they visiting on your website? Number three is go and take time to interview 5 to 10 ideal clients. Go and set up whether it's a Google form or a phone call or a Zoom chat and start asking them market research questions. And then number four is ask questions in your own group or in other groups and ask them, you know, questions that you are debating on doing in your business of just posing it as an open-ended question in one of those groups and see what kind of feedback you get. Okay. Well, I hope you found this helpful. Again, I work with my clients one-on-one in doing this. And also, I am looking at putting together a special group of people that I'm going to work with as a group to actually take them through this process of really making sure you find the right audience for the course you're building and making sure that you are building the right course for that audience. Start mapping out your course to actually start laying it out because you've done the homework, you've figured out who you're talking to, you figured out what the right course is to match with who you're talking to, and then now we're going to start creating the actual organization and the actual modules and lessons in your particular course. If this is something that you're interested in, then please make sure to go to robinkent.com/waitlist and get on the waitlist so that you can be in the know as soon as I release even more information about this group coaching program I'm putting together. I'm trying to truly lean in and listen. I've been listening to my one-on-one clients. I've been listening to the people in my group and hearing what they're saying. And I want to help support them and support you along this journey to actually remove those hurdles so you can start creating your course today as well. So, okay, my friend, have a wonderful day, and I will be talking to you again really soon. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.